Ziri Yoma, Ziri adds to this and says, Af Sa'or V'Bal Taktiru. There's another halach in the Torah when we say Hetem Mitztarif L'Yisa. The Torah says you're not allowed to put on the Mizbeach, you can't burn Sa'or Sa'odom. Pasuk Yichol Sa'or V'Bal Taktiru. So Kol Sa'or Lo Taktiru. You're not allowed to burn on the Mizbeach Sa'or. Yeah, the pasuk says Shenema Kol Sa'or V'Chol Davash Lo Taktiru. We don't put honey, we don't put sourdough like chametz on the mizbeach. So even though some shittas learn the kezayah, the issa is to put a kezayah of sour on the mizbeach, Ziri says no, that this issa is hetem starfli issa. If you have a chatzi zayis of matzah and a chatzi zayis of sour, together you'll be chayiv. Like Tosha says, Shem hikter chatzi zayis misor, vechatzi zayis mimatzah, mitstarf mishum kol sour lasetiru. Since the pasuk says kol sor, from the word kol, it means to include not only a whole kezayis, a whole aktorah of sor, but even hetem starfli yisa. If you have together a kezayis, half of it is from matzah and half of it is from sor, you're over this lav, you're not allowed to burn it on the mizbeach. That's what ziri is. It's not only by mishras, by nazir, but what then by the mizbeach, you can't burn sor, you also say there hetem starfli yisa. Fred gemari hachi, if so. The Gemara says, Kaman, who does Ziri go like? I mean, Kriyab Elazar, the Dorish curl. The Wadach in the word Kol, it says Kol Sor, so from the extra coil, we include to say the Klal is Heter is Mitzvah for Yisra. For the Gemara, Hochi, if so, Linyin Chometz Nami, who are din them by Chometz, by Pesach, but you're not allowed to eat Chometz, we should also there say Heter Mitzvah for Yisra. Because the Pesach also says curl. I tell you, says, Reb Loza Nami, Heter Mitzvah for Yisra, the Hosom Nami Ksiv, Kol machmetzes loisachelu. By chometz it says lashon of kol machmetzes. So kol machmetzes should include that who are din by chometz. If you have a chatzi zayis of bread with a chatzi zayis of matzah, you should be chayiv on Pesach. If you eat them together, we should also say hetem mitzaraf liyisur. That you, since you're eating it together and you are eating a kezayis, even though only half of this is chometz, half of it is matzah, still you should be yoga. If Ziri holds like Reb Elazar, dash in the word koil, so by chometz we should also dash in the word koil. Kol machmetzes loisachelu should say, but yisach chometz also we say heta is mitzaraf liyisur. So Gemara says true, sakit true. The Gemara says einochanami sakit true what you're saying. That according to Ziri, not only by sor ba taktiru, but the same halacha would apply chometz on Pesach. You'll have the yisur. You'll have this yisur of heta mitzaraf liyisur. So why did Ziri only say it by sour for? What was the big chiddush? By not to burn like sourdough, chametz, on the mizbeach? El lafukeh me abaya. Ziri wants to go to exclude abaya's halacha, like we do not hold. We do not hold like abaya. The yoma that abaya holds, yesh haktorah v'pochus mikazayas. Abaya holds the chlal. The din of haktorah, this lav, not to be makdis on the mizbeach, you don't only have to have a whole kazayas, which is the shear of haktorah. Abaye says even a chatzi zayis. Abaye holds yesh haktorah pachas mikazayis. Any little bit of sor that you put on the mizbeach by itself, you'd be chayiv. You'd be over this issa not to burn sor on the mizbeach. So according to Abaye, you would not have to come on to heta mitzaraf liyisa. Like forget about the heta. You don't need the heta there. You're over the avera for any small amount of sor that you put on the mizbeach. So according to Abaye, if you hold Yesh HaKtorah, the Pachas Megazayis, then you don't need the whole Chiddush of Hetem Mitzvah Liyisa. So Kamash Malon, that's why Ziri wants to tell us, no. Kamash Malon is coming to teach us that by itself the Klal is Ein HaKtorah, the Pachas Megazayis. That if you'd only put a half of the Kezayis on the Mizbeach, even though it's from Sor, you would not be over this lav of Kol Sor Lo Taktiru. Because the Torah says Lo Taktiru, you can't burn it on the Mizbeach, that means a sheer haktorah. The smallest amount of a sheer haktorah is a kezayis. So therefore, if you burn a kezayis of sor, then for sure you're over the lav. Ziri is teaching us a chiddush that even though you burn a kezayis, which this kezayis is made up half of sor and half of bread, of matzah, you should know still you're over the avera. But if you wouldn't have the half of matzah there, you'd only have a chatzi zayis of sor, you'd be potter. So that's what Ziri is teaching us by saying this cloud of hetem and starf liyisa. He's teaching us here by sor, not like abaya. That if you only have the chatzi zayis to sor by itself, you will not be over the avera. You will not get malchus for it. because we hold ein hak Torah the pachas mikazayis. Just the chiddush of Kol Sar is teaching us that if you have a kazayis there, even though only half of it is made from sor and the other half is made out of matzah, but we say here by Kol Sar hetem stam for yisa, that together you're burning a kazayis now, for that you'd be over the avera of Kol Sar lasaktiru. So the kitzur, so far we have by two cases or three, we say this klal of hetem mitzvah liyisa, but all other surim we do not say hetem mitzvah liyisa. By nevelus, by treifus, you're only over the line. You get malchus if you eat a kizayis of the treif itself, and you eat a chatzi zayis of bread and a chatzi zayis of treif together, you will not be over. You will not get malchus. Tomorrow says Yosef Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi was sitting down. O komo lo la'ishmaita, and he was saying over this halacha. This now Eisvei Abaya, Abaya has the kasha. Like, is this true? Eisvei Abaya, Abaya has the kasha. But did you want to tell me by Yodhi Surum you don't say Hetem Estam for Yisur? If so, I have a kasha. There's a Mishnah in Tful Yom like this. Hamakfe Shel Truma. We have like a makfe, like a cholent, like a thick tafshel, a thick soup. Shel Truma. Made out of a bowl, whatever was made from, the Vendaisa, came the type of a cereal. That the cereal itself was from Truma. Now, v'hashum v'hashemen shechulin. They had some spices in the cereal, and the shemen, the garlic, and the shemen, and the oil, that was shechulin. So it was mixed together. They had this thick farina, thick cereal, and inside it there was garlic and there was shemen. So now, and that was made out of chulin. Now it says, Alocha v'nogal tful yoyim de miktsosin. A tful yoyim is the person that was tamei, and he went to the mikveh that day. But before Harish Shemesh, before it comes nighttime, he's still called the Tful Yoyim, that the Lacher is such, let's say, touched the sheretz during the daytime. So he's Tomei. If he would have went then to touch the Truma, he would make the Truma Tomei. But now he went to the mikveh first. So he went to the mikveh, the Lacher is, part of the Tuma went off, but he's still called the Tful Yoyim until the nighttime. That the Lacher is, if a Tful Yoyim touches Truma, he makes it possible. I mean, even though it itself doesn't become tamei really, but it's possible you're not allowed to eat it. So it says now this tful yom went and touched this cereal. Is the miktsason possible as kulam? The lacher is he passes the whole thing. But since the main thing here, the makfer, the cereal itself was made out of truma, that's the majority here. Even though there's a little bit shum and shem in it also from kulin, we go basarayv. And therefore, when the tful yom touched it, we say the whole thing becomes possible. You can't eat anything, since the ikka part of it is truma. But what about the opposite way? Let's say makfer shachulin. The ikka of this cereal was made out of chulin. That's the wheat there, the farina you had there, was made out of kosher wheat that you already took off the truma semaitis. But vihashum vihashemit shachruma. But your spices, your garlic, and your oil that you have inside this cereal, that's from truma. And now, v'noga tful yom b'miktsasim. If a tful yom touched a part of it, didn't touch the whole thing, just part of it. So, locker is like posim ela mokim ago. It's only posim, you just can't eat the place that he touched. Only the part of the food that he touched. But the rest of it, you're allowed to eat. That's what it says, aloch here. So, posim means that he touched the shum and the shemen. So, since he touched that part that he touched, that part is posim, because that's truma. And therefore, you're not allowed to eat it. So on this we have a question, Vavinimbo, we ask the question in this halacha, Mokka Magoa, my posel, even if this person is Tful Yoyim, that's still Tomei, until it becomes nighttime, he touched now part of this farina here, and he touched through the part that has the shemen, the part that has the oil, and the part that has the garlic, that's made out of truma. But still the question is, my posel, why is the posel? So Rashi learns, Rashi in Psachim says the Pshat this place brings down, tavlin. It should be bought up arrive. That since the majority here, the whole farina, is made out of chulin, you only have a little spices there, so that little spices should have been bought up arrive. Like even if he touches it, it shouldn't be considered like he's touching truma. It should be considered like he's touching chulin, and those things should be mutta. That's the kasha. So Rashi learns the ksava dimua midrabonin, who the yasa. But the truma bechadu made rabbanim hu that midiraisit bato chad betray here. So the question is, even now when the tful yom touches part of it, why should it be bottle? So this the Gemara answers. V'yomer Rabba Bar Bachana, Rabbi Bar Chana once answered, you know why, again, when you have the majority of the cereal from Chulin and a little bit of Truma there, why if the Tzfuyam touches the part of the Truma, why is it possible? Because I'm Rabbi Yechon, in my time, what's the reason? Hoyo v'zayah loiko leo b'kazayis. Because as a v'zayah would come and eat from this cereal now, if he would eat the garlic or take out the shemen by itself and eat it, since Lamaisa it is Truma, he will get Malkus from it. So since it's a Dova Choshev, the Rashi learns, therefore it's not bottle. Lamaisa there is Truma inside it, even though the majority of this Tavshel, of this cereal bowl now, is from Chulin, but so what? So first Rashi learns it was Nikka, you could see it there. So since you could see it there, even though it's a small amount, if you would collect all those pieces together, take out just the garlic, or take out just the shemen, if a zara, a stranger, is a Yisrael, not a Kohen, would eat it, he would get Malkus. So therefore, since it's a chosh of a thing, what's there, therefore we say even midrabbonin, it's not bottle. So we consider as if the truma is still inside this cereal. And therefore, if a tzvul yom touches it, the aloch is, that's possible, that part is still possible. So the question is, my tamayu, what does Rabbi Yechonah mean to say? What does he mean to say if a Zara would come and eat it, he'd be chayif? The Chura, you don't have any one place, the kezayis of the shumin or of the oil. It's mixed up in the whole cereal. So any little part that you would look at, that little piece of shumin, of garlic by itself, is left in the kezayis. So how does Rabbi Yechonah say the reason why that little spice is not bottled is because you get malchus if you eat it? The Chura, it's less than a shear though. The little pieces by itself is not a kezayis. So what does Rabbi Yechonah mean to say? So my tamaya, what's his reason?